From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Well, that search and investigation for the missing Raymond J. Babbitt, Raymond J. Babbitt, 36, of Owendale, continues and will expand on Saturday. A large search will take place tomorrow morning under the direction of the Christian Aid Ministries Search and Rescue Group. They are a nonprofit, all-volunteer professional rescue and search group. They're based out of Ohio. This specific group's coming Saturday is one of 10 regional groups in the United States, and the one that they've worked with in the past during Sanilac County's incident last year. Approximately 20 to 30 of their members are expected to travel to Owendale from around the state and Indiana. They will pretty much be self-contained, self-equipped, transportation, command post trailers, and other things such as dogs and things like that, said Sheriff Hansen. But their local office and local firemen will be supporting them. Their participation will be the seventh organization to assist in this incident. Babbitt was last seen on Monday. However, information compiled by video surveillance in partial form of Owendale area and opinions that have been formed by the sheriff's office as well as officers of agencies assisting us since it began, the belief is now leaning more towards a missing man having been voluntarily picked up and taken out of the area, explained Hansen. Anyone from information on this missing man and whereabouts or this incident is asked to call the Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. A Detroit Metro police officer and city crews teamed up this week to save a kitten trapped in a drain on Thatcher Street. Officer Duncan responded to a call after hearing the animal but being unable to reach it, enlisted help from the DPW. The workers provided access to the drain, allowing the kitten to be safely lifted out with a net. Later the same day, the DPW employees returned to foster the kitten, planning to adopt it after veterinary care is completed. That's a nice story. We'll be right back.
We gather together in communities across the nation to remember and honor, to celebrate and support, to light the night. Join us as we lift our lanterns high. We are Blood Cancer United, and we see a world without blood cancer. Join us as we light the night. Find your local event at lightthenight.org. That's lightthenight.org.
Michigan's chief medical executive has issued a standing recommendation to support access to COVID-19 vaccines for all residents, reinforcing Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive directive aimed at ensuring vaccine availability. The doctor emphasized that individuals aged 6 months and older who have not yet received a 2025-2026 FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine dose may be considered at high risk for severe COVID-19 outcomes and thus eligible for the vaccination. This designation expanded the interpretation of underlying conditions to include lack of vaccinations. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services continues to align its guidance with leading medical organizations, advocate vaccinations as crucial measure to reduce hospitalizations and severe illness. The state is working with insurance and regulatory bodies to maintain vaccine accessibility and coverage as the cold and flu season approaches. United States President Donald Trump says he'll meet with President Xi at the regional summit to take place in October in South Korea and will visit China early next year. Trump and Xi shared a phone call Friday. In a Truth Social post afterwards, Trump says Xi would come to the United States and noted that the leaders made progress on the approval of the TikTok deal. Trump says the call was a very good one. Trump says he appreciates the TikTok approval and looks forward to meeting at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting. Trump hasn't given details on what was discussed about TikTok, but China's official agency, news agency says Xi urged the U.S. to avoid any unilateral trade restrictions. The House has passed a short-term spending bill to extend government funding for 7 weeks to avoid a partial government shutdown on October 1st, but prospects for a bill look dimmer in the Senate. Friday's House vote was 217 to 212. The bill would generally continue existing funds levels through November 21st. Democratic leaders are adamantly opposed and are threatening a government shutdown if Republicans do not let them have the say on a measure. The Senate is expected to take up the House-passed bill later Friday, as well as a Democratic proposal, but neither is expected to advance. Next steps are highly uncertain. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.